Electronics retailer JB Hi-Fi has shrugged off fears about any immediate impact from the coronavirus and the company's defying forecasts about a retail recession in Australia. The company's posted a 9% surge in half-year profit to $174 million, with sales in the same period up 4%. But the company's chief executive, Richard Murray, worries that dramatic interest rate cuts by the Reserve Bank might be sending the wrong message to consumers and eroding confidence. Mr. Murray speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
I worry at times that the continued cutting of interest rates says to consumers, well, there's something they should be worried about. Whereas at the moment, I think the economy's in pretty good shape. Property prices are holding. You know, we've always said across the economy, all we want is stable government policy, stable economic growth. From my perspective, there's no doubt today I feel better about the economy than 12 months ago, because I think, you know, 12 months ago, there's a lot of noise going into the election. Now we've got through the election, there's clarity. And yes, there is a bunch of things moving in the economy once you take into account what's coming out of China.
So by cutting interest rates to record low levels, the Reserve Bank could be risking dampening confidence rather than stimulating it.
They've obviously got a few levers that they can pull, which one of them's interest rates. But from my perspective, I think consumers look at interest rates at the moment, that's not stopping them buy a house.
In addition to any economic hit from bushfires and the drought, there's now the coronavirus. What sort of early impact are you seeing in your stores?
From a store's perspective, absolutely haven't seen any impact. You know, no doubt there'd be anecdotal things, but across the board, the sales numbers certainly don't show it. As the factories reopen post-Chinese New Year, which has been extended, we'll start to get a better sense of if some suppliers that if they've been caught short. I think we'll have a much better sense in 4 to 6 weeks, just as those factories reopen.
What are the sort of things that people listening to this interview might be thinking about when they're considering components or merchandise that come from China?
As people would know, you know, LG makes the glass for the watch, the Apple Watch. I mean, many of those global brands actually have interrelationships, and many of them are producing individual components. And then you go to second and third tier suppliers that are just might be making a small component. Even that small component, I mean, if you're putting a TV together and you're missing a component, you know, it's probably not good for your production schedules.
So what sort of items are people buying in your stores there at JB Hi-Fi, given concerns about the slowing economy?
Consumer electronics is now a fairly staple purchase. So, you know, if it's back to school and children need a new laptop, you know, children can't work now without that laptop. The school curriculum has been geared towards accessing content online. So if the computer breaks, you know, there's going to be a new computer. And if a phone breaks, customers go and buy a new phone. So from my perspective, there's a range of our products that are less susceptible to a slowdown in the economy.
On the one hand, the Reserve Bank's been cutting interest rates, but should the federal government be stepping in with a greater stimulus, tax cuts, for example, spending on infrastructure?
So, I mean, I'm hesitant. You know, we've seen plenty of government stimulus that hasn't delivered, and we pay for that for a long time. So that said, I think there are absolutely infrastructure projects that will create productivity for the economy. You only have to walk around Sydney and Melbourne and see some solid rail projects, which will absolutely get people to work quicker and with less stress. So I think they're exciting. So as long as it's going to a productive project, that's a good outcome.
There's been so much noise since the federal election about the projected budget surplus. The federal government indicated they may actually put that on the back burner because of the bushfires impact. Is that the right move?
Absolutely. I mean, if our debt's in under control, you know, when the economy needs it, then they can invest. And obviously when the economy's having a bit of a challenge, that's a good time for the government to invest.
That's JB Hi-Fi Chief Executive Richard Murray speaking there with Peter Ryan.